Guelph Today received the following open letter to Premier Doug Ford from Guelph resident Miranda Corman. Dear Mr. Ford, I write to you to ask that you tender your resignation after returning all lands recently removed from the Greenbelt, as the only honorable thing that you can do in light of the scandal associated with your government's recent actions. While it may be easy to blame Mr. Amato or Mr. Clark for their clear wrongdoing in favoring billionaire developers when removing lands from the Greenbelt, you are ultimately responsible for their actions as the Premier. It can come as no real surprise to many Ontarians that land was removed from the Greenbelt, given that you told developers you would open the Greenbelt prior to your initial election as Premier. It was only because a recording of those comments became public and Ontarians rose up in protest that you changed your position, and promised that you would not touch the Greenbelt. Ontarians wrongly believed you, and awarded you a majority government during the last election, clearing the way for you to break your promise and prove that the voters' trust was misplaced. It is very clear in the Auditor General's report that there is lots of land to build on outside the Greenbelt, which contains critical agricultural and wetlands. You made light of the wildfires this year by suggesting that lightning strikes and careless campers were to blame. We have not seen wildfires like those seen this year, despite always having lightning and campers. The reason that fires are becoming more devastating across the world is a warmer climate. Lack of rain and high temperatures have created a situation ideal for wildfires. We need to protect our wetlands and give careful thought to any developments in the future in order to minimize climate impact. Further, your government failed to put a mechanism in place to ensure that your developer friends build any affordable housing at all in the years to come, which is another slap in the face to all of the people suffering from a housing shortage. The pathetic excuses you've made since your government's dirty dealings have become public make me feel embarrassed for you. Saying that you made decisions in haste and without really knowing what was going on with your housing minister in a rush to get homes built requires the suspension of disbelief. You're either wildly incompetent or a liar. I would say that either should disqualify you from public office. And now, Mr. Ford, do the right thing and resign. Sincerely, Miranda Corman, Guelph.